Blog Talk Radio.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a thong. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed to see the mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. The simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High.
The beautiful John Denver. Oh my gosh, that music. If you never have tried this, you should. If you're ever in a mountainous area, put on your John Denver music like that and drive through the canyons of the mountains. And oh my goodness, I've done that, and it's one of the best times of my life. And And nowadays, if there's times where I'm just feeling a lot of, you know, tension, stress, I will close my eyes and put that song in my head and think about where I was in the Colorado mountains, and it really, really helps. And boy, so I always, not always, but I do from time to time play a lot of John Denver music. I think it's really great for the soul. And we got a great guest for you right now, live from Australia. Lauren Daughtry is our guest, and she is a life coach and an emotional intuitive transformation facilitator, animal communicator, and a joy and happiness activator. Now, we all need that, right? And she's going to be taking a call or two here if you want to call in, if you feel your energy is stuck, and our topic today that Lauren's going to be speaking about is unlocking and activating joy and love from depression. So if you suffer from depression, which I know affects a lot of people, call on in 347-884-8245 to contact Lauren privately. You can go to her website. All of that information is listed right here on the show page, which the Facebook page is there, and the email link is there as well to contact Lauren. Okay, and today's modern technology of Skype and everything, the world is all connected. We are all one, so it doesn't really, even though Lauren's in Australia, she could be right here in the U.S. as far as the connection goes. And just like you'll hear when Lauren comes on here in half a second, you would think she's in the studio with me. So that's great how we're all connected. So let's join here with Lauren here. Lauren, welcome back.
Thank you. How is everyone today?
We're doing good. How's everybody on a Friday in Australia?
Oh, it is beautiful, cloudy Canberra morning, which is lovely, but it's gorgeous. So, and I've got Jasta here from last week. So those who didn't listen last week, Jasta joined Army's My Horse, and he's also a joy activator as well. And he helps do lovely activations, and he's very, very excited to play with you all and help shift your depression back into joy and love, like he did for me.
Okay, well, great, great.
Yeah.
Lauren, that's beautiful. Why don't we start off by, if you would, let the listeners know a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got started, if you would.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, my story, well, for those who don't know, my story started off when I was very little. I was raped and physically abused at a very early age, and because of that incident and several other incidents growing up with more physical abuse, verbal abuse, low self-esteem, you name it, I had severe depression, and I was diagnosed about 2.5 years ago with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I've been on a mission since, from a very early age, to find my path back to love, back to joy, because I hated my life. I couldn't stand living with myself. I judged myself for being raped. You know, I blamed myself for being raped. I blamed myself for being abused. All these horrible things that I placed on myself. And I kept avoiding trying to feel this emotion. Whereas it got to the point where I exploded. I had so much emotion that I broke down into little pieces and, it was honestly the best thing that has ever happened to me, and I'm so grateful for all the triggers that pushed me to the edge to exploding, because it led me to, other life coaches and transformational healers like myself, and showed me how to transform these energies back into love, and which is what I want to do with you today. So, first off, I'd like to might bring in Jack, because that story of mine is very, very, it's a very low vibration, and I can feel a lot of you feeling anxious or getting a bit upset right now. So might bring up this vibration a little bit. So if you're all willing, I'm going to bring in Jasper. If you're willing, say yes. Yes. Take a deep breath in and out. Now feel and see a purple hat, beautiful chestnut horse with a very cheeky look on his face. Hello, Jasper. That's you. Now, as the hat spins, this purple hat, it's transforming all those low vibrations into love, into light, into joy. If you're starting to feel emotional and start crying, that's okay. If you're feeling angry, that's okay too. All those old emotions are coming up right now to be transformed into love. That's what's happening right now. So take a deep breath. And out. That's it. Now we're going to put our purple bells on our feet and our ankles and move our arms and our legs around to activate this beautiful energy. That's it. Very good. Now, Jess was also saying that he would like to ask every one of you to see and feel a beautiful golden-shaped heart just above your heart chakra. Yeah. This is your love. This is the universe's love for you. This is God's love for you. This is your joy. This is your golden self, your golden heart. Yeah, you have a golden heart. Take a deep breath in. If you're willing to accept this golden heart, say yes. Take a deep breath in. That's it. Yeah. So I'm feeling there's a call that I think needs to ask a question. So are we able to answer a caller, please?
Okay, yes. Let's take a caller here. And we invite everybody to call on in. 347-884-8245 is the phone number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Let's bring our caller in. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Oh, this is Bonnie.
Hello,
hey, Bonnie.
Bonnie. How are you?
How are you doing this evening? Or it might be morning where you are.
It is morning. That's all right. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Doing okay. I'm not quite sure I understand your process, but I do understand that you've had a pretty traumatic run of it, so you probably can have understanding and compassion for other people who have had the same.
Yeah.
So I will say that periodically I have issues with depression myself, but then I think often it's very situational for me. And
mm-hmm.
right at the moment, my situation is not really very good. And I can't seem to get out of this place that I'm in. And everything I try, it's like 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, that kind of thing. So do you have any, do you have any suggestions here on how to move forward instead of, I just cannot figure out what plan the universe has for me, because I I keep trying to make things work and they just are not.
Sure. So, first of all, just take a deep breath in, breathe in this energy that's present for you now. So take
okay.
a deep breath in. Yeah. And out.
Okay.
So I'm feeling there's some stuff that's in your chest right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm having some pneumonia left over from last week. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what emotion, when we did that activation this week and last week, what emotions were coming up for you?
Well, it's kind of strange. Today I feel sort of devoid of emotions. I just feel kind of blah.
A bit blah, yeah. So take a deep breath in.
Okay.
That's it. Are you willing to feel what's underneath that blockage?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah?
Let me say that last week I was unreasonably angry for no reason. And I don't know where that came from or why. And now this week I am not having very much in the way of feelings at all.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I don't know. I couldn't understand where that anger was coming from because it's not usually like me. I don't usually get angry.
One of the things with this activation that Jasper and I do, it stirs up all those parts of you that have been trapped or feel that part of you that you're missing from yourself. So, it's that frustration that you can't feel at the moment with the depression that you're going through at the moment. It's you're finding it hard to connect to that joy and be happy and be free and feel that beautiful God love flowing through you all the time, and you've got this block up. But so what we're going to do is I'm going to get you to take several deep breaths and just feel the block. Who in your life, do you feel has blocked you from feeling emotions?
I'm not really sure who that would be.
So connect to your higher self.
Okay.
Yep, so just connect to your higher self. That's it. You're there now. And just ask your higher self, who in my life preventing
okay.
me from feeling emotions?
Well, I'm getting my mother, which is not
yeah.
surprising either.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
I'm getting that.
Yeah. So how old were you when that happened?
Oh, in our household, you didn't have emotions ever. It was pretty
yeah.
much a dictatorship, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Are you willing to accept that emotions are safe?
Yes.
Yeah? Take a deep breath
yes.
in.
Okay.
My emotions are safe. So repeat after
my
that. Can you repeat that?
My emotions are safe.
My emotions are safe. Take a deep breath in. Oh, it is safe for me to feel emotions.
It is safe for me to feel emotions.
That's right. Take a deep breath in. It is safe me to fall apart.
It is safe for me to fall apart.
Yeah, take a deep breath. It's starting to come up now.
Okay.
So just allow it to come up. So keep breathing. So nice deep breath in.
Okay.
Are you willing for that emotion to come up right now in this moment?
Sure, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm here with you. You are safe. I'm not going anywhere. That's it. Just let it bubble up. Take a deep breath in. You are safe. That's it. Take a deep breath in. Allow the emotion to flow through you. I promise you'll come out the other side. Take another deep breath in.
Okay. I'll tell you the truth, after pneumonia, it's very hard to breathe deeply.
Yeah, you know? It's all the emotional content. It can be make it very hard to breathe when you're moving through past energies and stuck vibrations. So just keep breathing. So deep breath in, so 10 seconds in.
Okay.
And 10 seconds out, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I can feel that your mind is trying to question this and ask how to do this, and you're not quite understanding the process. This is a vibration thing. So just tell your mind that you are safe, mind.
I actually do understand energetic things, and maybe this
that's good.
You know, why I got pneumonia is because I needed to go through this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, your mind's doing some things that it's trying to let go of. It's just been there's some fear that's coming up, which is why I've just brought that up. So just tell your mind that you are safe. Your mind,
okay.
You are safe.
Mind, you are safe.
Yeah, that's it. Mind, you are safe.
Mind, you are safe.
Yeah, that's it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the purple hat, the Jasper's purple hat, to help shift this energy. Just help bring up this vibration to really allow it to explode and transform. Are you willing for that to happen?
Yes, I am.
Yes? Yeah? Okay,
yes.
Take a deep breath in.
Yes, I am. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Good job. Excellent.
Okay.
How's that feeling now?
A little less congested, for sure.
Yeah. So are you willing to let yourself show emotions to yourself?
I don't have much trouble with that. It's just with other people.
Yeah. So take another deep breath in.
Okay.
Ooh. So when you breathe out, make a noise and let out all that trapped energy in your chest and your throat. That's starting to come up through your throat now too. So let it exhale out, okay? So just make any noise you want on the way out. So we'll do it together. Ready?
Okay.
So breathe in. And out. Ah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's it. So not make it nice and long. That's it.
Okay.
So another deep breath in. And out.
Ah.
Ah. And another one. Ah.
Ah.
That's it. All right. So just shake your hands a little bit, or one hand if you've got the phone in the other one.
And I do. I have one hand.
Yeah. And your feet too. Just activating that joy energy. So we're going to bring everyone's vibration up right now and connect to God and the universe. So take a deep breath in. Connecting to our higher self. And feeling this beautiful vibration that's now flowing through your body. Make sure you breathe through this energy. Oh, that's it. Can you feel it coming through?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Awesome. That's feeling much lighter. Are you feeling
better now?
Yeah,
I think so.
You did amazing.
Well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it very much.
My absolute pleasure, sweetheart. It was lovely talking to you.
And tell your horse thank you very much.
I will. He's here with me right now, and he's saying to you, thank you so much for joining me in this happy activation, and that he loves you, and he wants you to know that it's safe for you to feel emotion, and that if any time you're feeling depressed or emotional and you need some support, to just connect to him. His name's Jasper. To say, Jasper, I need some help, please, and he'll be there with you anytime you need. How's that
okay.
sound?
That's wonderful. That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
He is very sweet, and that goes for everyone on the call too. So anytime, he's there, and he's more than happy to do activations of joy and bring in this purple hat and the bells. He's always there waiting and listening. He's a very, very helpful pony, my horse. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Blessings, sweetheart.
Thanks, Bonnie. All righty. That really helped a lot, I'm sure, for Bonnie there. And that's great. Is your horse name Jasper? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Jasper.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'll remember that myself. Definitely. That's beautiful. How best can people reach you? I know we're just about out of time, unfortunately, but.
Yeah, so people can either email me at Lauren, so that's lauren.butterflytransformation@gmail.com, or you can contact me via my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/determinedbutterflytransformation, and you can either send me a private message there or send me an email. And I do private sessions, and very soon I'll be doing group sessions as well, which I'm very, very excited about. And there'll be packages very soon as well. So to help everyone out of depression.
Definitely need that for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, great. I will look forward to your next show next week. So have a great weekend until then.
Beautiful. Thank you. You too. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Lauren. Bye-bye. All right. I want to thank Lauren and Jasper. That was beautiful. I really enjoyed that. So, and Lauren's website link is listed right here on the show page as well. And we want to thank our caller, Bonnie, for calling on in. I know that helped her a lot. And thanks for all the listeners here. And thanks all week for everybody here. 10 seconds in my ear. I'll be back live on Sunday, but don't forget, tomorrow evening we'll have a show with Angelville. It's not live, but it's a new show. And also on Saturday night, our guest from London will be on with his next show. Name escapes me, but so we are filling up our Friday, Saturday nights with pre-recorded new shows. Paul, yes, thank you. Paul Quinton will be on Saturday nights with his new shows. And Friday will be Angelville with Angel from Colorado. So a lot of, those are all brand new shows. So those are really great to give people some weekend shows. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thanks again. We'll see you live on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Much love to everybody and have a good night.